This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Someone who recently visited a gas station in the small Michigan city of Lapeer is about to be very rich. That's where the winning Powerball ticket was sold, and the jackpot is $337 million. That beats Powerball's previous record of $210 million, which was collected in February by a Rhode Island woman. So what's up with all these huge lottery jackpots recently? For answers, we're joined by Romel Mostafa, who is an expert on state lotteries at the University of Western Ontario. Good morning.
Good morning, and good to be in your show.
Great to have you. So it does seem like there have been a lot of these mega jackpots recently. What's going on?
So people do get attracted to, you know, large prizes, and states have been ramping up in terms of these mega lotteries, and it's a good way, perhaps, I mean, for them to bring in some revenues when there's recession.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we hear about the winners as the people who get the lottery ticket, get the numbers right, and go collect their mega millions. But in fact, as you mentioned, states are the ones bringing in a lot of money as well.
Right. So it's about 30% of total sales from lotteries are actually profited by the states. And in fact, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Rhode Island, more than 7% of their state revenues come from lottery profits.
Now, do lottery sales go up when the economy gets worse?
What our research suggests, you know, in one of our studies, that when people think that their relative income has gone down, then they tend to buy lottery tickets. So it could be that, you know, in a recession like this, you know, if you feel you're relatively poorer than before, then that might increase your propensity to, you know, buy lottery tickets.
So do you think that we should be worried about our economy if lottery sales are up right now?
No, not necessarily. I think, you know, the economy, the basics, the fundamentals look pretty strong for the U.S. economy. There's no reason to believe that, you know, why the U.S. economy would not come back.
Romel Mostafa is a professor at the Richard Ivey School of Business at the University of Western Ontario. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.